Get Well Wednesday, brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. The subject today is why some women have multiple miscarriages. And our doctor is a gynecologist, Dr. Jessica Shepherd. You've seen her on Dr. Oz's show. Good morning, Dr. Jessica.
Good morning. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. Now, miscarriages, multiple miscarriages. Do African-American women suffer disproportionately from multiple miscarriages?
You know, when we look at miscarriages, up to actually 25% of pregnancies end in miscarriage. So that's actually one in four women will go through miscarriage. Now, if we wanted to look at race as a factor, we haven't really seen that Black women typically have more miscarriages than not. But what we will say, what we can say from studies, is that they may have more miscarriages before they're actually helped by healthcare professionals to find out why they are having miscarriages. So I think go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, is there any treatment to prevent the multiple miscarriages?
That is the million-dollar question. I think that most times we don't know why women have miscarriages because they happen so early in pregnancy. Most of them happen before women get out of the first trimester. And actually, women will have miscarriages before they even realize that they're pregnant. And so many times they haven't seen a healthcare professional or they haven't established prenatal care. And so it's hard to understand why women may have recurrent pregnancy loss because we don't know, one, that they may be pregnant, or two, that they're so early. So sometimes it's hard to evaluate the pregnancy that early. But there has been a new study, actually, that's looking at why women have recurrent miscarriages. And they think that it may be due to a lack of stem cells in the uterus. So that's very interesting.
Does the pill have anything to do with miscarriages? Using the pill before getting pregnant?
Pregnant? Or if you got pregnant, maybe right after coming off of the birth control pill? Actually, no. Using birth control pills actually are helpful for women who obviously don't want to become pregnant, but they haven't been shown to increase the possibility of having miscarriages after coming off of the birth control. Most times when we look at miscarriage, it can be due to anything as advancing maternal age. So when we look at women who are over the age of 35, that can increase your risk of having a miscarriage. Also, what we put into our bodies. So it's very important for women who want to become pregnant to figure out, how can I optimize my health before I become pregnant?
And so what does that look like in terms of what we put in our body?
It's taking out all that stuff that we like to take part in, like alcohol or caffeine. So, you know, soda pop or coffee in the morning. Cigarette smoking is definitely, that increases miscarriage as well. And also people who have maybe diabetes. Diabetes is a really big cause of recurrent miscarriages. And if you look at African-American women or American population, we skyrocket when we come to diabetes and hypertension. So again, those are reasons that Black women may have more miscarriages or be more exposed to miscarriages because of things like that, such as high blood pressure and diabetes.
Genetics
can play a factor if they find that their mother had any chronic diseases that cause miscarriages. If they have any of those diseases that their mother may have had, again, that will increase their risk of having miscarriage. Another big one that I cannot shy away from is obesity. Obesity is a really big cause of recurrent miscarriage, and that's another thing that we see in the African-American population that is on the rise, and we really need to address that.
Can you be too thin during your pregnancy as well, or when you're trying to get pregnant?
I see that hitting the waves a lot today now. But really, when we look at thinness, we really need to look at actual their health and not necessarily their body frame, but their actual health.
Gotcha.
Okay, so what have we learned here? Ladies, eat right, watch your weight, control your diabetes if you want to have a healthy baby and not have multiple miscarriages.
But also,
did I get that right?
It's really important, the partnership that you have with your OBGYN, too.
that is probably key, because you should be seeing your doctor before you get pregnant to make sure that you're doing all the right things before you get pregnant.
All right. The doctor will be around for another hour to answer your questions at 646464. Dr. Jessica Shepherd, thank you for helping us here on Get Well Wednesday.